Attitude leads to actions, an accelerator or a constraint. The greatest, I think, parenting lesson that can be drilled into any child, one of the best, if not the best, is three words. Actions have consequences. The sidebar on that one that I share with my son every night is I say actions have consequences. And he'll usually add, good actions have good consequences. Bad actions have bad consequences. He turns 5 next week, and he's clear on that. He's clear on consequences, what they mean. Decisions. Your life, when it's over, is really going to be the cumulative effect of all the decisions that you've made about your life. Decisions lead to your actions, and they lead to your ultimate destiny. Sometimes it's important to remember that things that we fail to do or neglect to do can come back and burn us just as bad as the things we overtly do. Failing to sit down and do a personal mission statement, failing to upgrade your goals so that you can literally call them huge, failing to sit down with your spouse and describe an ideal lifestyle, failing to make net worth your foremost financial goal, these are the things that you've got to focus on. And if you neglect them, they can come back to bite you more than anything else. Crimes of omission. Accumulation. This sort of plays into the title of the book, but a magnificent life is simply a series, an accumulation of thousands and thousands and thousands of efforts, most of which are unseen by others, that leads to some sort of triumph, and everybody else says, boy, isn't he lucky. Isn't she lucky? See, they don't see what goes on behind the scenes. And there's this mood in our culture to, okay, let's fight for the American dream. All right, you get it? Now let's tear you down. Does anybody notice that, or is that just me? It's creating this culture of success in your household where the most successful people, economically and otherwise, are talked about and revered and looked up to and emulated rather than torn down or penalized. The afterword of my book, the gold medal tax. You know, think about that. Think about the gold medal winners in the Olympics that we just had. Imagine we just said, okay, I'm going to melt down the gold medal and distribute it to the people who didn't place. Is that a good idea? That way everybody can get a little bit of the gold medal. And we'll do that same thing with the silver medal and the bronze medal. We need to reward positive accomplishment. And it's this accumulation. Everything counts. And the last thing with regard to actions is what I call the law of reversibility. Typically, it is our feelings that cause us to take action. If we feel like getting up early and going for a run, we'll get up early and go for a run. If we feel like watching TV tonight, we'll watch TV. If we feel like doing a devotion in the morning, we'll do a devotion. But if we don't, we won't. See, the world can be divided straight down the middle into feelers and doers. Feelers, if they feel like doing it, they do it. If they don't feel like doing it, they don't do it. Doers, on the other hand, say, here's my goal, here's what I have to do to reach it, and then they do it, and if they don't feel like it, they think that's a distraction. The good news is this. Your feelings or your emotions can also come as an after effect of your actions. In other words, think of it like this. How many times have you wanted to exercise but not really felt like it? Again, has anybody else other than me had that experience? All right? But have you had days where you did it anyway? I mean, you just really didn't feel like it. You went out and did it, and about 10 minutes into it, you said, gosh, I'm glad I didn't skip this. First, you had the motion. You didn't feel like it. Then the E part of it, the emotion, came as an after effect. And it's true with all things. You don't feel like picking up the phone and calling somebody for an appointment. The worst part of it, you don't feel like it even when you got the phone. But after you start to dial and you hear it start to ring, it gets better from there. And then if you start getting into the swing of it, you'll start feeling like doing it and be glad that you did it. But you'll never feel like doing something that'll get you out of your comfort zone. Your self-image that we talked about, your feelings always support your current self-image. In other words, your feelings are always telling you that the game that's on right now is as good as it gets, Tommy. No reason to expand that picture within a picture. This game is as good as it gets. Your feelings are hardwired to your emotional appetite. It says, give me something short-term, something expedient, something that makes me feel good right now, which means you'll always be locked in place. So you have to be focused on who you want to become and what you want to achieve. Actions take us full force, all the way back I'll let you see these just to emphasize the point. Jump off of a building, where do you go? Always? Can you ever go up? No. Some things they have laws for. You know, these things really need to be on the national news. So people can be clear that if they do run out in front of a truck, it's not the truck's fault. Of all the actions you take, here's how you make a note of this. Do a balance sheet in your notes. Left-hand side of the page, I want you to write down everything that's inconsistent that you might do, think about doing, have done, will do, hopefully, anything and everything that you've ever thought about that may contribute to the accomplishment of your goals. This is the plus side. This is the positive side. On the other side, write down anything that you've done in the past, that you might be tempted to do, that could be harmful, that is inconsistent, something you've struggled with. In other words, make two lists. The things that move you toward your goals and the things that move you away from your goals. And then every day, do more things that move you toward your goals. Don't try to master it by Saturday. Just every day, every week, whenever you measure yourself, make sure that you're doing more things that move you toward your goals and fewer things that move you away from your goals. Because everything you do from the time you woke up this morning till right now is either contributing to who you want to become and what you want to achieve, or what? It's not. I mean, it is really not very difficult.